Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, meet the seven candidates running for Wisconsin's Superintendent of Public Instruction. They're on the ballot for the February 16th primary with early voting already underway. Carolyn Stanford Taylor will not be seeking election. She was picked by Governor Evers to succeed him in that role. She began serving her term in January of 2019 and is the state's first black state superintendent. Coming up, we'll hear from all seven candidates for the head of the Department of Public Instruction. That's next in this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Great to have you aboard. Again, seven candidates, that's a lot. That's a lot of educating, and it's a tough choice for voters all across the state of Wisconsin. So without further delay, let's meet the first of the seven candidates.
I'm Sheila Briggs, and I began my 30-year career as a kindergarten teacher. I became a principal and then later worked as a central office administrator in Madison, supporting 32 elementary school principals. I couldn't have imagined leaving my district until Tony Evers called me in 2011 and asked me to join him at the Department of Public Instruction as the Assistant State Superintendent. Well, of course, I jumped at the opportunity. At the state, my focus in the agency has been academic excellence. The five teams under my direction lead work that includes student standards, career and technical education, academic and career planning, career pathways, bilingual education, teachers of the year, early childhood, teacher preparation, and educator effectiveness for the state of Wisconsin.
As for her vision for education, Briggs says,
because of my experience at the department working with Wisconsin's 422 school districts, I know what is working for our kids and I know what needs to change. I really believe as a state, we have to reduce the use of our high-stakes testing. We have to restore respect for our teachers, increase mental health supports for our kids, and most importantly, fully fund our public schools.
Briggs says,
I have deep relationships across the state. I know how to work with other agencies and state government to help our schools get the resources that they need and to plan for recovery from this crisis.
And Briggs says, most importantly,
I know about the immense challenges that we have ahead of us, but I will be ready to lead the department on day one.
Again, that is Sheila Briggs, the assistant state superintendent and former Madison principal at the Schenck Elementary School, the first of seven candidates vying for state superintendent of public instruction, which we're meeting in this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Second, the only candidate from our neck of the woods, Troy Gunderson, a native of Colfax, who's currently an adjunct professor of school finance in the superintendent certification program at Viterbo University in La Crosse, who introduces himself as...
I'm a retired school superintendent from the School District of West Salem, and we're located in La Crosse County. West Salem is sort of a suburb of the city of La Crosse. I grew up in a small town called Colfax, Wisconsin. It's located up near Menominee and Eau Claire. Town of 1,000 people. I went to school there from kindergarten through 12th grade. Mom and dad still live in the same house that I grew up in. I talked to them this afternoon, as a matter of fact. After college, I became a high school math and computer science teacher at a little place called Melrose Mindoro School District, which is about 25 miles north of West Salem. And then I became a principal at the high school in West Salem for 15 years. And then I spent 2 years at Gay Electric Temple as the superintendent, and then another 10 years as the superintendent here in West Salem. We had an impressive record in the 10 years I was here in West Salem. Our elementary school is the National Blue Ribbon School of Excellence. Our capstone projects for kids are nationally recognized. Our campus has been renovated and updated. And so I'm proud of what we've accomplished in service to our community and kids. And I think it's time for me to give that back to the state of Wisconsin.
Gunderson says he's put together a plan called Ready to Lead, Ready to Learn, Ready to Teach in hopes of producing future-ready graduates.
I think it's time for leadership in Madison that is able to unify the entire state.
Gunderson's hoping it'll work to his advantage in the February 16th primary and in the early voting that he's the only one of the seven candidates who lives north of Madison.
And I think as we look at the size of our state and the corners of our state, it's time for someone who can bring us all together, because what happens in Milwaukee has to matter to the folks in Colfax where I grew up, and what happens in Colfax has to matter to the folks in Milwaukee.
Again, that's Troy Gunderson, currently an adjunct professor of school finance in the superintendent certification program at Viterbo University, the second of these seven candidates vying for state superintendent of public instruction. And again, all these comments courtesy of WisconsinEye.org, WisEye.org. They do a great job, and you can learn much more and go deeper and watch past forums, including This one, which was just from this past Thursday, put on by the PTA of Wisconsin. Let's now meet the third of the seven candidates. Chandelin Hendricks Williams served as Governor Evers' Director of Milwaukee Office and as DPI Education Administrative Director of Teacher Education, Professional Development, and Licensing. She introduces herself this way.
Inasmuch as I have a common educational experience with similar degrees and DPI licenses with my fellow candidates, I have a not so common career trajectory in that I entered the field of education as a parent of a child with a disability. The unfortunate experience during my son's first IEP meeting propelled me into the field of education. I have served at every grade level from K-3 through 12, starting humbly as a handicapped child assistant to a para, and finally as a district administrator. I have served in public, private, charter, and choice, seeing the good, the bad, and the ugly. I am the only candidate that went from depending on the state to care for my children to serving at the highest level of the state, the governor's office. I have an uncommon disposition as a person of color who has had to navigate systems that were not and still are not set up for people of color and those living in poverty, and managed to still experience high outcomes. Thus, I know firsthand what it takes and what is needed to address inequity, not from a theoretical perspective of what someone has told me, but as someone who has lived inequity and knows what equity not only looks like, but feels like. I possess the knowledge, skills, and disposition to close the persistent achievement gaps.
Again, that's Chandelin Hendricks Williams, served as Governor Evers' Director of Milwaukee Office and as the DPI Education Administrative Director of Teacher Education, Professional Development, and Licensing, the third of the seven candidates vying for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, meeting on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Deborah Kerr, a former Brown Deer School Superintendent and founding member of the Closing the Gap Consortium, introduces herself this way.
Well, I'm a small town girl from western Chicago suburb, Melrose Park, Illinois, with big world dreams. And my vision is to create a world-class education system for all kids in Wisconsin that becomes a model for other states across our country. I've been dedicated to education for the last 40 years of my life. I've worked in all sectors of education. I'm parochial educated, taught in a private school, created a 4K charter school, and I've been public school dedicated for the last 34 years. I'm an award-winning teacher and principal, high school athletic director, a back-to-back state girls basketball championship coach, and also a proud Wisconsin superintendent for the last 20 years. I started out my experience in a small rural school district in Wilmot Grade School, a 4K through 8th grade school. And then I transitioned to Brown Deer School District, a first tier suburb of Milwaukee. And I'm hoping that we can come together as thought partners and leaders to learn what's best for all kids and lead together to close achievement gaps and eliminate all the disparities that are occurring within our kids. I also believe I want to create strength-based pathways for all of our students starting in elementary school that promotes workforce development based upon the needs of our state. Students need to be exposed early on to what opportunities exist in our own communities and all across the state. We have talented students in all of our high schools. We can do this by partnerships and coming all together, stronger together, our Wisconsin promise.
That's Deborah Kerr, the fourth of the seven candidates vying for the State Superintendent of Public Instruction on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. She's the former Brown Deer School Superintendent and a founding member of the Closing the Gap Consortium. Steve Krall, principal at Milwaukee's Garland Elementary and former U.S. Air Force instructor, says he has a little different story.
So when I finished high school, I went to the military. I was in the Air Force for 6 years as an instructor and a training manager. I found I really liked to teach there. I also found that I'm pretty good at systemic change. And it's actually been kind of weird, you know, moving into this type of position, because normally I'm a pretty humble person. So I've had to force myself to talk about myself. But When I left, I went to college for teaching, and actually I had a daughter. I do have a daughter who's in college right now, coincidentally, but I was her president of the PTA actually at her school for 2 years. So I know what you guys are going through, and I know what it's like to be doing the work that you're doing. After that, I became a teacher an academic coach, an assistant principal. Now I'm a principal at Garland School in Milwaukee. We have about 600 kids, and we're doing great stuff there. I'm very proud of the staff, the students, the parents, the PTA. I mean, it's really awesome, the things that we're doing as a collaborative team.
Why is Krell running to be Wisconsin State Superintendent of Public Instruction?
I'm running because I just can't take the system anymore. You know, in being in it for as long as I have, I got my dissertation, did some research on education policy and such, and I'm just seeing that our system is falling apart. You know, kids are getting left behind. And we can see it as far as, like, look at millennials. They're making less money than the baby boomers did, like 20% less, right? We have a system that's falling apart. And I believe that education is the foundation for that system. And so I want to make sure that we can build something that's going to be sustainable and long lasting and that we can be proud of. So then every child can succeed.
Steve Krell, the principal at Milwaukee's Garland Elementary School and former U.S. Air Force instructor, the fifth of seven candidates vying for state to superintendent of public instruction on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. The sixth, Jill Underley. She's current superintendent of the Pecatonica Area School District and a former assistant director at DPI.
I'm married. I have two kids in middle school, and we live on a small farm with a bunch of chickens, cats, and a aging Labrador retriever named Moose.
Underley says,
I have my experiences in public education all the way from early childhood elementary principal of a public school as a middle school and high school teacher. I was a middle school and high school principal, director of instruction. I've also worked at the DPI for 5 years under Governor Tony Evers' first term. And then I also worked at UW-Madison in student affairs, where I worked with primarily first-generation college students from rural and urban Wisconsin school districts. And as I said, I'm the superintendent of the Pecatonica Area School District and the only candidate who's currently leading a school district right now during the pandemic. So I have experience in rural schooling, suburban, and urban education. I'm currently a public school parent. As I shared, I've worked in lots of areas of K through 16. I have experience working with the legislature and with my professional organizations on the legislative committees.
Underley says,
I have a reputation of working with legislators as well as parents and school board members. And it's one of the best parts of the job is working with parents.
Finally, Underley says,
I believe that we need to serve all kids every day. My platform is rooted in equity. I'm looking forward to initiating programs throughout the state that serve kids, especially elementary, childhood, early childhood, birth to three, 3K and 4K.
Jill Underley, the sixth of seven candidates vying for state superintendent of public instruction. Again, she's the current superintendent of the Pecatonica Area School District and a former assistant director at DPI. And the seventh and final candidate, here's how he introduced himself at the January 7th Wisconsin Public Education Network Superintendent Candidate Forum.
My name is Joel Fenrick, and I'm a final high school science teacher. I've been teaching for 15 years. I'm also a UW Oshkosh professor, in which case I'm the geology lecturer at UW Fond du Lac. I'm also an elected official. I sit on the Fond du Lac County Board, and I'm the chairman of the Human Service Committee and the Social Service Committee. I am a husband, and I'm also a father. Most importantly, I have four children, one in high school, one in middle school, one in elementary school, and one that's just learning to talk. Education is extremely important to my family. It's extremely important to the future of my family. And I know it's extremely important to you as well.
Fenrick was asked what he thinks are his greatest administrative strengths, as well as what areas he needs to improve on.
So for me, my greatest strength is that I am currently a teacher in the classroom. I know how it is to teach through COVID. I'm also a father, and I know how it is to help my children along with COVID and virtual teaching. I want our kids to learn. I want our kids to be successful in their life and in their schools. One place I can improve on is, I don't have all the experiences of teaching and of the administrative parts around Wisconsin. But what I can do is I can surround myself by people who have those experiences. I surround myself by people that are smarter than me. And I like to listen. I'll listen to everyone and bring everyone to the table and give them a seat at the table to make an informed decision and the best decision that we can.
Again, that's Joe Fenrick, a Fond du Lac High School science teacher and UW Oshkosh geology lecturer, the seventh of seven candidates vying for state superintendent of public instruction on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Again, All of those candidates you can learn more about at wisci.org. And we appreciate being able to access their resources to at least whet your appetite, at least inform you a little bit on this tough choice you have in early voting and leading up to the primary February 16th, as the seven candidates will be whittled down to two who continue on for the April 6th general election. Again, I'm Mark Halverson for Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Check the podcast at WWIB.com. Thanks for listening.